Welcome back Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance. Thanks for listening to us today. It's been a good show, and we're about to wrap it up here, but we have head coach of the Frankfort Hot Dogs, Dave McCullough, on. Coach, thanks for calling in today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
A tough loss last night, 43-38 at Everett Case.
Yeah, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit last night. We started off awfully slow and didn't move the ball real well offensively. And, defensively, well, we gave up low 40s. That's not bad. But we need to put a few more points on the board. And we did not shoot the ball well, but we settled for shots from the perimeter instead of trying to get into the interior. And we just looked extremely flat coming out and did not attack their zone very intelligently, to be honest with you. And if you're not hitting shots, you better rebound. And we didn't hit shots and we didn't rebound. So that's not a very good combination. But we dug ourselves a hole and we were trying to stir things up a little bit defensively. Didn't do it in the first half. And then we got down to desperation time in the second half, and our defensive intensity picked up, and that generated a couple of steals, a couple of easy baskets, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, we can score. Then we knocked down a couple of shots, and now we get it down to, a bucket late in the game and had an opportunity to, really make things interesting. But we just weren't able to, we're kind of climbing up that mountain and got close to the edge, but then they kick us down and then we creep back up again. But, we waited too long to do it, to be honest with you.
We have Kai Kirby leading the pack at almost 15 points a ball game, and then Quincy Perry coming in at 6 and Woods with 5. Do you expect a little bit more out of the last two guys, Mr. Woods and Mr. Perry?
Well, I don't see any reason why they couldn't and shouldn't. For those two to be successful, everybody, and I think this is at all levels, to be honest with you, that everybody's so worried about their shooting and their scoring. And you can go all the way. I'm at the high school right now. We've got a youth league going. Kids in third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, and they're worried about their shooting and their scoring. Well, then they get to be middle school, high school, college, and too many kids worry about that. I look at guys like even Kirby, Farley, Woods, Perry, those kids or kids of that nature, they have the ability where they could get a couple buckets a game off their defense. But they're more worried about, sitting at the three-point line sometimes and, not attacking the basket. Or the other thing is, if you're not, if you're not hitting, you get a steal or two, you get to the rim and score, or you go get offensive rebounds and put them back. I've told the kids for years, and I told the kids here, defensively, if you want to play defense, you can play defense. I truly believe that. Does it help if you're quick? Sure. But if you're not quick, look at some of the guys that, I look at Larry Bird. He played for years in the NBA. He was long, but he sure wasn't quick. But he could guard people. If you want to play defense, you can play defense. And that's kind of the way I feel about rebounding. If you're 6 foot to 6'2" playing high school basketball, if you want to rebound, I don't see a reason why you can't get 5, 6, 7 rebounds. So you asked me about Quincy and Doug. I'd love to see him be able to get two or three or four more baskets a game just on their defense and their rebounding alone, you know, then, you know, that would help out tremendously, because we were very poor on the boards last night, to be honest with you. We were really, really good against Tri-West on the boards, and we were almost as bad this week on the boards. So that's something tonight. We're going over to Sheridan. You know, if we rebound tonight like we rebound last night, it's going to be another long night, because you know we have to really compete on that end of the court.
Coach, we want to talk a little bit about Victor Cruz, averaging about 8 rebounds a ball game. Seems to be your underneath go-to guy, and he seems to be doing all right.
Yeah, he was. He was. Yeah, he's in the DNP mode right now. So he didn't play last night, and he won't play for the next 5 games. So that's kind of, that hurts the club. But, you know, sometimes you got to do things.
Yeah, I totally.
That you have to do. So.
Yeah, you got to make sure that everybody understands what's important and what's not important. And by saying that, you should be getting one of your players back, maybe not this ball game, but the next ball game.
That's true. Next week, you know, we played last night, tonight, and then we've got games Monday, Tuesday, and then either Thursday or Friday next week. Playing in a holiday tournament up at Delphi. Actually, the first game is Monday against Pioneer at Pioneer. And then depending on the outcome, we'll either be at Delphi or Frankfurt on Tuesday, and then depending on the outcome, we'll either play Thursday or Friday. But Jay Stroh will be back with us starting on Monday. So that'll be we'll welcome him back into the lineup.
Coach, I want to go back and talk about the three-point line myself, because I thought that when 3 points came into high school basketball, it was a good thing. But as I sit and watch ball games, the emphasis is on the three-point line. And in my viewpoint, it should be a bonus line more than the emphasis line. I go back to a couple of years ago when the Ayers boy played for the Hot Dogs, and we worked the ball inside, and he'd be sitting in a corner wide open on the three. They would work it inside, they'd get some shots inside, and then eventually kick it out to a wide-open three to bang it. And that's, to me, how it's supposed to be played versus the other way around, where we play from the outside in.
Well, I agree with that 100%. You know, I think you really need to play from the inside out. And quite honestly, our inside game is not real strong right now. And it got even weaker this week. Yeah. So, but you still, you know, the ball can go inside. And that's one of the reasons we came back last night. You know, instead of one pass or two pass and cranking up threes like we did early in the game against their zone, because we were impatient and we didn't work the ball well enough. You know, in the second half, we got the ball into the post, got a couple interior passes. We got to the baseline. We kicked it out, got looked at a couple threes. The ball went in the basket. You're right. Sometimes they get impatient. They, you know, because, well, I was open. Well, maybe there's a reason you're open. You know, we scout people too. And, you know, we'll tell our kids on who they need to go out on and not go out on. And, you know, you throw one pass and you're open, you think that's the green light to shoot it. And, you know, not everybody has a green light, or should they have a green light. You know, I think that's something that you earn. And, you know, now if somebody hits one or two, if you don't give them the ball, then that's shame on us. If somebody got a hot hand, you better find it. But, you know, to play from the outside in, I think I agree with you. I think that's a little bit backwards.
Well, I look at your stats. You don't turn the ball over that much as a ball team. 13 times a ball game seems a lot, but it's really not. And it, to me, just looking at the your statistics, your stats, that it just looks like guys need to understand what their roles are on the team, and once they do, you'll be able to kick it in high gear.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I mean, we're still, I think we're still searching for you know, not only role development, but there, I think they're trying to figure me out. I guess I'm trying to figure them out. And, you know, shoot, man, I've been married for a long time. My wife's still trying to figure me out. So, you know, I don't know how. How the heck you answer that one? But.
Well, coach, it's like the movie Hoosiers. I mean, you know, everybody fought with the coach coming in on his new decisions, and I think that's kind of part of the battle. And eventually, the young kids will understand that the coach usually wins the battles.
Well, I guess we'll see, because I told them last night after the game, I said, well, you guys, you're winning. You're beating me. Because they're, you know, we're asking them to do some things. They're not doing it. I said, so I guess you win. You know, you won again. You know, we ask you to go out and pressure the ball, and you don't go out and pressure the ball. You know, and our bench is small enough that short enough that, if it was someplace else, we just put five new guys in, but we don't have that luxury.
So, yeah, I have a hard time with that because back in the day, there was plenty of athletes that filled the benches on both JV and varsity, and we're a 4A school, and you can't get more kids than that out there. To me, there's something not quite right there.
Kids don't want to work.
That's a good call.
Well, you know, yeah. I think kids, you know, I've heard, well, it's not fun. It's not fun. Well, you know, hard work isn't fun. What's fun is winning. When you win and you win consistently or you win big, that's a lot of fun. But kids don't want to go through those growing pains. They don't want to, you know, it's that instant gratification. And that's, I can go to my phone and have fun immediately because I can play a game or I can do, whatever. But, you know, to work my tail off to get better, to improve, there's a lot of kids that don't want to do that. They don't want to work.
Yep, you got to work to get to win, and that's how. I mean, you just can't walk on the floor, and because you're the Frankfurt Hot Dogs, thinking everybody's going to bow down and roll backwards on you, you got to put forth a lot of effort to get things done.
Well, and the thing that is that saddens me about here is that the kids, they don't embrace what come before them. Because there's a lot of tradition here, and they have a chance to build on that and restore some of that. And I think that's waning here, to be honest with you, a little bit.
You know, the big challenge that you have is the fact that we've been losing for such a long period of time that it's now an okay part of life. When in reality, it does not help the school system or the kids or anything else. Winning does.
Well, that's why, you know, I mentioned again last night, winning's a habit, but unfortunately so is losing. You expect to win when you win, and when you lose, you accept it. At some point, somebody's got to bust through that wall, say, the heck with it, we're going to change that. So I'm hoping these guys are the ones that are going to do that. Because I think that they can be.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that before this team gets out, they all should be in pretty good shape. And they've got a great leader now in you, Coach. We have a lot of faith that you'll get the job done, and understanding where you are with what you got to work with right now. But it'll get better. I know it will, because, traditions usually will come back, and especially when you have a good head coach in Dave McCullough.
Well, I appreciate that, but I want to see these players believe in themselves and each other on a regular basis.
Well, good luck at Sheridan, and then let's get started off on the Kitchen Classic on a positive note and try to see if you can't pull that one in. and come home with some medals.
That sounds good. I like the way you're talking and thinking here.
All right, Coach, we really appreciate you taking the time out. I know it's a busy Saturday with all the games going on in Everett Case today. Thanks for calling in today.
Absolutely, you bet. Thanks.
We've been speaking with Coach Dave McCullough of the Frankfort Hot Dog basketball team. That kind of wraps it up today for the Inside the Huddle. We appreciate you listening to us. A good program today with Brady Wiles, Adam Tussinger, Matt Crawford, and then Coach Dave McCullough. So, again, not for sure what's happening next Saturday, being it's the holiday coming close, but stay tuned for Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.